Dr. Gene Scott is dead. If you never lived in Los Angeles, San Francisco, or close enough to Hartford to get a terrestrial TV signal, if you never had a C-band dish or a shortwave radio, you probably don't know who I'm talking about, and that button with the forward arrow on your personal listening device is tailor-made for this situation. But if you do, maybe you'll join me in wishing Dr. Scott, that's the Stanford-educated W. Eugene Scott, could come back and give us one more get on the phone, or show us his babes and ponies, or maybe bring Jake Hess with him so he could command him to sing I Wanna Know just one more time. Even if you thought Scott was a money-hungry religious huckster, and I did, you had to respect him as a brilliant man who walked a delicate tightrope the way only years of training growing up as a preacher's kid in Oroville and selling Bible tracts and preaching a California circuit can teach you. But his biggest contribution to popular culture was reaffirming in the 70s that you don't fight the FCC and win. Scott lost the licenses to his 3 TV and 2 radio stations because he wouldn't let the FCC, or the California Attorney General for that matter, look at his books. He put on some great shows to evangelize his point, including a whole band of wind-up monkeys, each one named after a different FCC commissioner, that performed on camera every evening. His cause celeb died down. He lost the licenses the way you do in today's Things Aren't What They Seem America. He sold them to somebody else, who sold him back the time on them, so it was what you call a distinction without a difference. And he put the monkey band away. He no longer needed to drive his records from state to state in a U-Haul, and he got back to preaching the word in his eclectic way. In the strange world of electronic evangelism, Scott was one of the all-time greats. I always thought it was fascinating that his empire he took over, Faith Center in Glendale, the first megachurch with a TV station, was almost visible from the last resting place of the great Amy Simple McPherson, or that Scott understood the power of satellite long before Falwell or Swaggart, who never could make the transition from Sunday morning local television. Maybe if there are pearly gates, or in the alternative, a dockside bar at the River Styx, Scott is talking with Father Coughlin about the ways to really skewer a good politician, or with battling Bob Shuler about what it's like in the church when your license is yanked. Either way, we've lost a part of our history in losing somebody who changed it. But that's just my opinion.